Hello, everyone. So I'd like to share another inspiration today. And I'm going to be reading here in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And this is where Apostle Paul is instructing Timothy how to live the Christian life. I just love how so many of these commands are just so full of wisdom. And just love the law of the Lord. Righteous commands. And so just going to pick out a few verses here, then move on down towards the end of the chapter. He says here, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And then on down, verse 22, it says, flee also youthful lust, but follow after righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. I like those detailed instructions. Gives some instruction what not to do, but then also gives clear instruction what to do. And I like how it says here, with them, that's a company and people of God that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. I just like to think about that and envision that. And then reading on down to the end of the chapter, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. There's another verse a little bit like the one read just a bit ago. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. So I was just sent I get a daily email, some news, and then there was a writing with it that I was real blessed by. I'm just simply going to pass that on here and share it, and I'm going to read it here. It's an article that pertains to, they can apply it to our secular relations in this world, society, and also in the church here. So it's kind of written for both. So I'll just read it here. The world of social media produces a constant flow of profound debates. Example, last night a decorated journalist on Twitter offered a joy rave that finally dogs live in the White House again. Earlier rants about ice cream or the color scheme of Air Force One have now yielded to political significance of pet dogs. This produced in me a strong temptation to publish a rant about the pathetic nature of journalism today. But right before I hit enter, the Lord gently whispered, avoid foolish and ignorant controversies. Thoughtless yet heated words on social media and elsewhere, including far too many in church meetings, stir the flesh and produce useless arguments, cynical rants, hurt feelings, wasted time and energy, and worst of all, a lost opportunity for real edifying communication. When Paul penned this advice to Timothy, it was written from a Roman prison to mentor the young pastor concerning foolish, ignorant controversies. Critical doctrine aside, Paul's instruction warned Timothy and all serious believers to recognize superficial conversations which pretend to be significant, but serve to generate quarrels. Wise people will stay out of such conversations. Nevertheless, they will also learn to recognize when a controversy contains important spiritual issues, and when it does, they will carefully and patiently express the truth without quarreling, fully confident that God's Holy Spirit alone is able to effectively persuade those in error. Love and gentleness have a way of expressing truth powerfully, and kindness may endear even nasty political enemies. So stay out of foolish and stupid controversies, because they will generate quarrels. Learn when a real opportunity to express truth appears, and then just speak the truth in love. So that's the end of the writing, and I just really appreciate that. And just like to encourage us to consider that, and may God give us wisdom to be mindful of this exhortation and lead lives of wisdom. So that's all I have for now, and God bless your day.